USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Many Republican leaders were silent or supportive of President Donald Trump's public call for another foreign government, China, to investigate his political foe, while a handful voiced concern that the president was trying to enlist a rival power in his own reelection effort. Senator Ron Johnson said, quote, "I don't think there's anything improper about doing that," of Trump's call on China to investigate the Bidens. Dissent came from Utah Senator Mitt Romney tweeted, "By all appearances, the president's brazen and unprecedented appeal to China and to Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden is wrong and appalling." In contrast, neither Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell nor House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy responded to any request for comment. The U.S. unemployment rate fell to 3.5% in September, adding a modest 136,000 jobs. It's the lowest level in nearly 50 years, even though employers appeared to turn more cautious and slowed their hiring. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders' campaign has finally admitted officially that he had a heart attack. His campaign confirmed in a statement released that the Vermont senator was diagnosed with myocardial infraction, otherwise known as a heart attack, when he went to the hospital in Las Vegas. He was then treated with two stents for a blocked artery in his heart. The senator's campaign also said in a statement that he walked out of Desert Springs Hospital Medical Center feeling great and looking forward to getting back to the campaign. The U.S. trade deficit widened in August for the first time in 3 months as exports increased, but imports increased even more. The politically sensitive gap with China in the trade of goods narrowed. The U.S. Commerce Department said the gap between what the United States buys and what it sells rose 1.6% to $54.9 billion. The deficit had fallen in June and July, but is still up for the year despite President Donald Trump's attempts to push it down by imposing taxes on imports and waging a trade war with China. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Democratic White House hopeful makes an interesting campaign promise, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii says she would not ever use an executive order to circumvent Congress if she was to win the White House. The Democrat making the promise during a campaign stop in New Hampshire on Thursday, saying that she has great respect for the legislative authority that Congress has, and that executive orders put all of that power in the hands of one individual. Gabbard will face off with 11 other presidential hopefuls at the next Democratic debate in Ohio on October 15th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In a report from Politico, Elizabeth Warren's presidential campaign has fired its national organizing director, Rich McDaniel, after an investigation into allegations of what it called inappropriate behavior. Over the past 2 weeks, senior campaign leadership received multiple complaints regarding inappropriate behavior by Rich McDaniel, according to campaign spokeswoman Kristen Orman in a statement. Over the same period, the campaign retained outside counsel to conduct an investigation. Based on those results, the campaign determined that his reported conduct was inconsistent with its values and he could not be part of the campaign moving forward. A person familiar with the investigation said there were no reports of sexual assault but could not comment further. Don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.